Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards second. Obergefell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball towards left. Cromartie settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Cromartie. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 1 in the game. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 0 for 0 in the game. Denny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Denny reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 2 in the game. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Denny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 3 in the game. Obergefell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Templeton pinch runs for Ted Simmons. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Templeton steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Templeton moves to third. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott is walked intentionally. Hendrick moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. Hendrick moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Scott moves to third. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 1, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.